USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Alleged corruption by President Biden continues to be investigated by the House Oversight Committee. Chair James Comer issued 9 subpoenas and 10 interview requests this week, a sign that the possible impeachment of Biden is gearing up. The Kentucky congressman on Fox News last night.
We're going to be asking around 24 people that have a great deal of knowledge about just exactly what the Bidens were doing and who the people were that were wiring the money from the foreign countries to the Bidens. We're going to be talking to every one of them and trying to connect the dots with the evidence we've already accumulated, which is primarily bank records.
Forbes is reporting Hunter Biden's net worth, $285 million. Senator Joe Manchin out of West Virginia will not seek a re-election next year. The Democrat made the announcement on social media yesterday afternoon. He called it one of the toughest decisions of his life, but he's not getting out of politics. Manchin said he plans to travel around the country to see if there's an interest in creating a new movement of mobilizing the middle in politics and bringing Americans together. The mass shooting in Lewiston, Maine last month that left 18 people dead is going to be investigated by an independent commission. It will be a 7-member commission, and they will have the authority to look at all aspects of the shooting, including how the gunman was able to do what he did despite showing obvious warning signs regarding his mental health. Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene is introducing a resolution to initiate the impeachment of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. The resolution alleges that Mayorkas has committed high crimes and misdemeanors with his actions at the U.S. southern border. Green says she expects a vote next week. Semper Fi, my brothers and sisters. The U.S. Marine Corps turns 102 years old today. USA News.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
Still with no word on an endorsement this presidential election cycle, President Biden is spending more time with the United Auto Workers in Illinois yesterday.
President Biden is commending the reopening of a Stellantis plant as a crucial component of the fresh labor agreement between automakers and the United Auto Workers Union. Speaking with union workers in Belvidere, Illinois, Biden referred to it as a momentous achievement.
You guys sacrificed to save the automobile industry, and now the auto companies were doing incredibly well. So auto workers should be doing incredibly well as well.
He lauded the historic UAW contract negotiated with the three major automakers. The new deal encompasses substantial wage hikes and robust job safeguards. I'm John Schaefer.
A cyber attack has forced the world's largest bank to trade using a USB thumb drive. The New York office of the Industrial and Commercial Bank of China was hit with a ransomware attack yesterday. Hackers got into their system and made it unable to clear U.S. Treasury trades. The bank had to use messengers carrying USB drives to complete transactions. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel is not looking to conquer Gaza at the end of the war between Israel and the Palestinian terrorist group Hamas. In a Fox interview, Netanyahu said Israel is not looking to govern Gaza and will have to find a civilian government that will lead their people. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.